Saint Teresa. Saint Teresa. God is good. And all the time. Today is the 12th Sunday in ordinary time. The first reading taken from the prophecy of Jeremiah. Jeremiah laments. Jeremiah cries to God. But when we listen to his call from Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4, God told Jeremiah, "Before you were formed in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you and appointed you to be a prophet to the nations." So Jeremiah complained that, "Lord, I'm only a boy, a small boy. I cannot do this great task." And in verse 8 of the first chapter, God told him, "Do not be afraid. I am with you. Do not be afraid. I am with you to deliver you from the hands of the nations." This was the call of Jeremiah. And today, he's faced with the reality of his work, of his mission, of his ministry. And we heard that. He says, "I hear the whispering of many, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him." And so, in his ministry, the reality is that he comes to terms with the fact that not everybody likes him, Jeremiah. Not everyone was in agreement with his message. And so many of the people are planning evil against Jeremiah. Let us denounce him. And so Jeremiah is kind of confused. God sends me to his people to speak his word. He tells me that, "Do not be afraid because I am with you." And the reality is that now he faces stiff opposition. They don't like him. They are fighting him. So he hears so many whispering, terror on every side. They want to denounce him. My dear brother, my dear sister, he goes on to say that all those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Those I call my friends, those I will eat with, those I will chat with, are even looking for my downfall. This is a reality that Jeremiah faces in his ministry. My dear brothers and sisters, you and I are also called to mission. We are sent to take care of the needs of others. If you are appointed as an MD of a company, if you are appointed as head of a department, if you are appointed as a leader of a society, this is your ministry. If you are the head of the family, you have a ministry. And so each and every one of us, God has given us a ministry. And so he says that before you were even formed in your mother's womb, before you were formed in the womb, God knew you. Before you were born, God had chosen you, had consecrated you, and appointed you to be a leader. So from your beginning, God is with you. But in the reality of life, when you stand to speak the truth, when you stand for justice, when you stand so that things will be made right, you would have many enemies. You would have many enemies. You will not have enemies. You have many enemies. I hear the whispering of many. You would have many enemies. However, if you are a leader and you say, "Oh, Let me just go by the norm. Someone tells you, MD, if you want to succeed, you have to see this man. Without this man, you will not make it in this company. You will not last for a year. You will be transferred. You will go away. And so, you want to kowtow to the wrongs in the company. You want to kowtow to the wrongs in the establishment. You want to kowtow to whatever is happening. But if you want to stand for the truth that things will work out the way you understand, the way God will be pleased with, you would have many enemies. And be prepared to be transferred. Be prepared to go. Be prepared for insults. Be prepared for criticisms. Be prepared for disagreements. My dear brother, my dear sister, even people you call your friends will turn against you because of the truth you stand for. They are not receiving what they need to receive. They are not getting what they used to get. And so they want to deal with you. They want to eliminate you. My dear brother, my dear sister, this is our call as Christians. But Jeremiah takes consolation in the word of God. And so he says that, but the Lord is with me. Remember what God had told him, verse 8. Do not be afraid, for I am with you to deliver you from the nations. God said, I am with you. So Jeremiah takes consolation in the word of God by saying that, but the Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. I will be with you. Now he's convinced that amidst the opposition that he finds himself, the disagreements and the chaos around him, he says that, but the Lord is with me. Like a mighty champion, my persecutors will stumble. They will not triumph. May your persecutors stumble. Amen. May your enemies fall before you. Amen. And he says that they will be put to utter shame, to everlasting, unforgettable shame. Today, as you listen to God's word, we pray that your enemies will be put to utter shame. He didn't say amen. Amen. To everlasting and unforgettable confusion. Amen. Amen. If only you would stand for the truth, you would have many enemies. If you only want to stand for justice, people will threaten your life. They will deal with you. They will have you weep. But we can't compromise our calling. God said, I am with you. Jeremiah was convinced that, but the Lord is with me as a mighty champion. Can you also say to yourself this day that the Lord is with me? Your enemies are not God. Your enemies cannot prevent you from doing what God wants you to do. Mind the consequences. Mind the consequences. But God is with you. But God is with us. My dear brother, my dear sister, that is what we want to say today, that God is with us. If God is with you, you will not be afraid. If God is with you, you will not shake, because you know that you are on the right track. My dear brother, my dear sister, the conviction that God is with us moves us to live our lives. irrespective of what people will say or do to us. If you have an enemy, you should be happy. You should be happy because you have an enemy. Because God allows them for a reason. God allowed in the context of Jeremiah for a reason. For Jeremiah to know that God is with him. I'm pretty sure that if he had not faced this opposition, he wouldn't have made this confession. But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. If you have an enemy, you must be happy because it makes you understand the promises that God has made to you. It makes you go back to God's word, for you to read his word, to understand that despite whatever I'm facing, God is with me. So the enemy challenges our faith to understand that we need to draw closer and closer to God. If things are working well for you, you may even forget about God. But when opposition comes your way, you are tempted to go back to the one who called you, the one who called you to mission, for your relationship with him to draw ever closer, ever stronger. So our enemies make us go to reflect upon the promises that God has made to us, saying that I am with you. Do not be afraid. My daughter, I am with you. My son, I am with you. So your enemy makes you go back to reflect upon God's word and challenges you to have faith in God. Your enemy makes you pray. Your enemy challenges you by his conduct for you to pray. For Jeremiah will say that, O Lord of hosts, you who test the just and probe the mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them. So Jeremiah is at prayer. Jeremiah doesn't want to fight his enemies himself because he has no right to fight his enemies. God will fight for him. May God fight for you. So at times, when we have enemies, it's good. It challenges us to pray. It challenges us to commit our cause to the Lord. That God, you would test the mind and probe the heart. You would know everything. Nothing can be hidden from you. You will have to fight. And so the enemies want to take vengeance against Jeremiah. Jeremiah is not in a position to fight. Jeremiah commits his cause to God. Your enemy will tell you what you need to know. Your enemy doesn't mince words. Remember what Shimei told David. Shimei was cursing King David. But God said, David said, no, do not harm him. Allow him. God might have sent him for a reason. God might have sent him for a reason. So when we have enemies, they come to challenge our faith for us to draw closer and closer to God. And he says that all that he needs to do is to live to see how his enemies will fall. He prays for long life to see how God would deal with his enemies. My dear brothers and sisters, do not be afraid. In the gospel of today, Jesus says it so beautifully. He says, fear no one. Fear no one. It doesn't mean that go and talk to anybody like your boss. Say that don't fear your boss. Or tell your daddy, daddy, Bible says fear no one. Daddy, I don't fear you. But, hey, you go without food. Bible is saying, fear no one. Don't fear enemies. Fear only God. Fear the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. That is only God you must fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's only God that you must fear. Respect each other. Let us love each other. Respect each other. But for fear, it must only be for God. Let us pray in this manner. Let us pray in this manner that God will help us to understand that people who oppose us, people who disagree with us, are not meant to obstruct us. They are meant to challenge us. They are meant to draw us closer to God. And when we are drawn closer to God, God will take care of the rest. God will fight our battles for us. God will make us happy, and God will bless us all the days of our lives. Amen. Yeah.